我想弟兄姊妹现在都很清楚啊，这一次我们在主面前一同要交通的这个题目呢哈，是信而顺服。
I suppose all the brothers and sisters are very clear on the very theme that we'll be sharing on, that is trust and obey.
我们就是希望呢，能和弟兄姊妹们一同回到一些基要的真理上面啊，我们一同再来寻求认识我们的主。
We hope that together with all the brothers and sisters, we'll come back to very fundamental truth. Let's all learn together to know our God.
我们昨天讲到主耶稣呢，是那一个从地上一直通到天上的那个梯子。
Last night we shared that the Lord Jesus is the very ladder that goes from the earth to heaven.
那么我们要达到神荣耀的心意。
Now for us to reach God's glorious purpose.
我想必须要有些台阶啊，那么才能上去。
We need some steps to go on all the way up.
而那个呢，很多很低的，我们以为是很低的一些台阶，却是很基本的一些真理。
Some of the steps we think they are low, but they are really very fundamental.
啊，那么我们讲到使徒保罗在他年老的时候。
Apostle Paul at his old age.
他对着他年轻的同工提摩太。最重要的提醒还不是提醒他那个神永远的旨意这一个方面，那是提醒他在这些基要的真理上面。
Reminded his young co-worker not about God's eternal purpose, the high, the theology, but instead, he reminded him of the very fundamental truth.
所以我想我们弟兄姊妹啊，也是多年的啊，那么受到许多神的仆人们，那么把神荣耀的心意已经告诉了我们。
So brothers and sisters, since we have been taught by many of God's servants of His glorious eternal purpose,
在这一方面呢，我想我们多少都有一些的认识。
So more or less, I think we all have some understanding.
但是我们要知道，能达到神的这个荣耀的心意，我们必须在一些基本的、基要的一些真理上面呢，那么要做一个扎根的一个学习。
But in order to reach His glorious purpose, we have to take root in this fundamental truth.
所以这次呢，我们一同来交通这个信而顺服。
So this time, let's share on trust and obey.
那么昨天晚上呢，我们已经交通了信心的这一个方面。
Now last night we share on the aspect of faith.
啊，我觉得我们需要一再的回头唱信心的歌啊，再唱信心的歌。
So I feel that we have to come back time and again to sing this song of faith.
啊，那么我们昨天晚上也已经讲到啊，这个使徒保罗告诉我们说呢，他说因为我们行事为人呢是凭信心不凭眼见。
Last night we mentioned that Apostle Paul told us we should walk by faith, not by sight.
啊，我们知道。这个信心是非常重要的一件事情。
So we know that faith is extremely important.
啊，其实希伯来书十一章也是讲到信心的一章圣经啊。
Now Hebrews 11 is a chapter that speaks of faith.
那里特别讲到呢，这个信心呢，可以把我们的盼望呢，把它实化。
There especially mentions that faith is able to substantialize our hope.
就是呢，使我们所盼望的呢，变成一个实际，变成一个真实。
So what we hope for, it becomes reality.
所以没有信心的话呢，这些所有圣经的真理，对我们来讲不会成为一个实际。
Without faith, all the Bibles they are true, they never become reality.
信心能够把神的话呢，把它具体化，把它实化。
So faith is able to solidify all God's basic truth.
所以这个对于我们今天的生活上来讲，经历上面来讲，是多么重要的一件事情。
So how important it is for our Christian life and experience.
主把一切都做成了。
Because the Lord has finished everything.
他也乐意把这些赐给我们。
And willingly He wants to give it all to us.
但是我们需要有信心能够进入这些。
But we need to have faith to enter into it all.
所以我们对着他有信心。
We should have faith toward him.
我们就能进入他所完成的一切。
Then we're able to enter into everything he has accomplished.
这个呢，就成为我们的享受，也成为我们的产业。
And this in turn becomes our enjoyment and our inheritance.
所以信心的生活非常的重要。
So the life of faith is extremely vital.
主 也希望他回来的时候
And our Lord also wishes that
他在地上能碰见一般有信心的百姓
When he comes back again, he will find men of faith
所以他曾经呢发出这么一个问题
Therefore he once asked this question
他说然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德吗
Then when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth?
弟兄姊妹们，主把信心给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us faith.
主要我们在地上能够准确地运用这个信心的原则。
He wants us to accurately exercise this principle of faith.
那么这样，主回来的时候，主的心就有满足。
And then when he comes again, his heart will be satisfied.
主的心就有快乐。
And he will rejoice.
所以这也是我们等候主回来很重要的一个生活。
So this should be the very important life.For us to wait before he returns again.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹们讲到顺服。
Now this evening we will focus on obedience.
我想在我们交通之前，我们先读一点的圣经。
So before we start sharing, let's read some passages in the Bible.
我们先看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第十九节
Verse 19
我找到请大家一起来读好
After you found the, past,the verse Let's read it together
因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人照样因一人的顺服众人也成为义了好第六章
Chapter 6
第十六节到十八节
Verses 16-18
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗或做罪的奴仆以至于死或做顺命的奴仆以致成义感谢神因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范你们既从罪里得了释放就做了义的奴仆好那我们再看腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
腓立比书第二章第八节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 8
第二章第八节既有人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
希伯来书第五章第八节和第九节
Verses 8 and 9
希伯来书第五章第八和第九节他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源第十一章
Chapter 11
第十一章第八节
Verse 8
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去我们好我们再回到马太福音第二十六章
Matthew chapter 26
马太二十六章
Matthew 26
我们从三十六节读到三十九节
We read from verse 36 to 39
马太二十六章三十六节耶稣同门徒来到一个地方名叫克西马尼就对他们说你们坐在这里等我到那边去祷告于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去就忧愁起来极其难过便对他们说我心里甚是忧伤几乎要死你们在这里等候和我一同警醒他就稍往前走俯伏在地祷告说我父啊倘若可行求叫这离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思好我们从希伯来书十一章第八节那里
From Hebrews 11 verse 8
看见亚伯拉罕的蒙召的时候就遵命出去。
We see Abraham when he was called, he obeyed to go out.
其实昨天晚上我们已经讲过了。
Last night we shared on this already.
我们回到创世纪里面去看的时候，亚伯拉罕跟随神好像是没有像希伯来书所讲的这么痛快啊。
As we come back to Genesis, as we read the story of Abraham, we find that Abraham wasn't obeying all the way that clearly.
啊，他虽然神呼召了他，但是呢，他在那里迟延。
Although God called him, but he was hesitating.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
希伯来书呢，作者告诉我们呢。
The author of Hebrews tells us.
他蒙召的时候就遵命出去了。
He obeyed when he was called out.
啊，所以我们感谢。神呢，神实在是蛮有怜悯的神。
So we thank God, our God is truly merciful.
虽然呢，这个亚伯拉罕这么拖拖拉拉的去，但是神看他是遵命出去的。
Even though Abraham delayed, hesitated, but as our Lord saw him, he obeyed. He went out.
所以弟兄姊妹，常常我们跟从神，大概也都差不多是这样。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, this is the way we follow the Lord.
啊，我们有软弱，亚伯拉罕也有软弱
，just as Abraham did.
但是圣经告诉我们说，人若有愿意的心，神就悦纳了。
But the Bible tells us that as long as a man has a desire, that heart is acceptable to God.
啊，所以感谢神，在地上我们跟随主，看起来好像是很迟缓的。
Now we thank the Lord that in this world, as we follow the Lord, it seems that we are doing slowly.
但是当神看见我们愿意时，神说啊，你遵了命了。
But when the Lord sees us that we are willing, the Lord will say yes, you obey.
这句话里面呢，也告诉我们另外一个意思。
But in this verse, it also tells another meaning.
就是顺服乃是信心的一个行动。
That is, obedience is the act of faith.
有信心的人一定有行动。
He who has faith must have action.
那个行动呢，就是顺服。
And that action is.Obedience.
在基督徒的生活里面
，In Christian's life，
我们知道顺服啊是最叫神得荣耀。
We know obedience is the very thing that glorify our God most.
今天神有一个荣耀的旨意要成就。
Today our God has this glorious purpose to be fulfilled.
只有那般顺从神的人，他们能够成全神的旨意。
Only those who obey Him will fulfill His purpose.
但是对于我们这些堕落的人呢
？But for us who are fallen,
生活在悖逆的光景中已经习惯的人
，For us who are used to live in this rebellious life,
顺服是一个难学的功课。
Obedience is truly a very hard lesson.
在基督徒有很多属灵功课上面的在学习上面，顺服恐怕是最难学的。
Among all Christian spiritual lessons, to learn to be obedient is the most difficult one.
但是如果我们在这个比较难学的功课上面能够学得好的话呢，那其他的功课都容易。
But if we're able to excel in this difficult lesson, then any other lessons become very easy.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，你要在顺服上面要好好的学功课。
So brothers and sisters, let's all learn in this lesson of obedience.
如果你能在这个点上能学了一点功课，弟兄姊妹，下面很多的功课都变得。
If you learn your lesson on the point of obedience, then all other lessons become much easier.
其实今天呢，我们生活中许多的祝福失去，机会失去，都是因为不顺服。
Today, among all our lives, we've lost so many blessings and so many opportunities. It's all because we're disobedient.
其实神没有要求我们太多。
God never asks us too much.
弟兄姊妹，我们能顺服他。你的生活中就满了许多的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, if you are able to obey him, your life will be full of all the blessings.
当你不能顺服的时候
，when you cannot obey him，
你要知道那个祝福就没有办法临到你的身上。
You have to know this that blessing can never come upon you.
所以，在基督徒属灵的生活和经历的里面
，so among Christians, spiritual life and experience，
顺服是何等重要的一件事情。
How important this obedience is！
当然，我们晓得。在全本圣经里面给我们看见那最美丽的一个顺服的榜样就是我们主耶稣
Of course through the whole Bible the most beautiful example of obedience is our Lord Jesus
你从旧约的圣经一直到新约圣经里面你看神曾经呼召了许多的人但是呢真正在顺服这件事情上面呢能够学得好的人呢那就不多啊
from Old Testament to New Testament, God has called so many people, but very few who have really excelled in this lesson of obedience.
有很多爱主的人，弟兄姊妹们都在顺服的事情上面失败。
So many people who love the Lord fail in this lesson.
因此，我们看见耶稣基督亲自道成肉身来到地上。
Therefore, we see that Lord Jesus Christ became flesh to this world.
他为着顺服做了一个最美的一个见证。
So he himself became the most beautiful witness for obedience.
他也是顺服最完美的一个形象。
He's the most perfect image of obedience.
所以当保罗呢，在圣灵的感动中摸到主的顺服的时候。
So when Paul touched the Lord's obedience in the moving of the Holy Spirit.
他在腓立比书第二章告诉我们说呢，主耶稣基督是存心顺服。
In Philippians 2, he tells us that our Lord Jesus became obedient.
啊，他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He purposing his heart to become obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
所以主耶稣基督的顺服啊，是一个至死的顺服，并且能达到神完全的目的。
So the Lord Jesus, obedience is the obedience unto death, and that can make him fulfill God's purpose.
我们都知道，在旧约的历史中有很多爱主的人。
We know in the Old Testament history, there are so many people who love the Lord.
但是没有一个人能够因顺服而把神的旨意达到完成。
But none of them was able to fulfill God's will simply because of being obedient.
在主耶稣以后也是一样，没有一个人能像主耶稣这么。的顺服。
Likewise, after the Lord Jesus, none would be like him so obedient.
在罗马书里面就告诉我们的。
In Romans we read,
这个顺服啊，所带下的那个果效是何等的惊人呢？
The fruit of obedience is so amazing.
啊，因为一个人的悖逆啊，这个整个与世界都堕落了。
For one man's disobedience, that a whole universe fell.
容让仇敌的权势进到神所创造的万有里面。
And the dominion of the enemy now entered into all the creation of God.
经过了几千年之后啊。
Through thousands of years.
这个世界呢已经被罪不仅玷污，整个败坏。
The whole world was not only defiled by sin, but was totally corrupt.
从人的眼光中来看的话呢。
In view of man's eye.
这种的光景是一种绝望的，是根本没有任何希望的一种情形。
This condition is totally without hope, is so despairing.
但是圣经告诉我们说。
But the Bible tells us that.
因着主耶稣基督一个人的顺服。
Because of the obedience of the one man, Lord Jesus Christ.
他就使众人都称义啊。
He made all righteous.
他能够扭转这个整个不义的局面。
He simply turned around this whole unrighteous condition.
从亚当这个堕落开始。
From the fall of Adam.
一直到马拉基以色列的光景的失败。
All the way to the old Israelites' failures in the time of Malachi.
在我们今天所生活的看得见的世界里面。
And also in today's conceivable world.
没有一件事情是对的。
None of it is right.
没有一个人是对的。
None of the persons is right.
你看保罗在罗马书第三章就告诉我们。
Now see how Paul says it in Romans 3.
没有行善的一个也没有。
There is no one who does good.
没有义人一个也没有。
There is no righteous man.
就是在这么样一种的光景中。
Now in this kind of circumstance.
那么主怎么样能够成全这个救恩呢？
Now how can God, the Lord fulfill his salvation?
因为怎么因着他的顺服。
Brother and sister, it's all because of his obedience.
而扭转整个局面。
So he turned around the whole.
在教会历史上
，among the church history,
我们看见多次当教会面临极其艰难的情况的时候
，when the churches face so many difficult situations,
有一些人因着在主面前的顺服，而使整个局面转变。
It's always through certain people who were obedient before God, therefore they turned the table.
今天呢，我们一个观念啊
，now today we have this conception,
教会要复兴
，that for the church to be revived, for the brother and sister to change,
我们需要什么东西啊
？What do we need?
我们需要 power.
We need power.
我们需要全力量。
We need.
我们需要能力。
We need might.
所以很多神的仆人在整天祷告主啊，有能力充满我，大能力。
Oh, so many God's servants pray all day long that, oh Lord, fill me with your might, with your strength.
赐给教会能力。
Give your strength to the church.
那么使教会呢能够有复兴。
So that the church will be revived.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
真正的复兴。
The true revival.
那是从顺服进来的。
starts from being obedient.
如果今天你我能顺服神，
if today you and I can become obedient to God,
这个局面会改变，
the whole situation will be
changed. 你我能顺服神，
if you and I become obedient to God,
你个人的生命生活光景会改变，
our personal life will be transformed.
因为主给我们做了榜样，
because the Lord has been our example.
因着他一人的顺服，
because he is one man's obedience.
把整个堕落败坏的世界把它扭转过来了，
he has turned the table from the whole sinful world.
把这个不义的
from the sin,
能够变成义的
unrighteousness to righteousness,
把不对的把它能带到对的光景
from the wrongs to right.
所以你可以看见这个顺服所带进的这个果效是多么的大。
So you see how great is the fruit of obedience.
我们都知道今天这个我们看得见这个宇宙的堕落，
we all see all the falling of this perceivable world.
首先就是因为撒旦天使长的这个背叛，对不对？
First, it is because the rebelling of the archangel.
然后带进人的背叛。
And then it ushered in man's.
所以造成了今天这个充满罪恶的世界。
But the whole world is full of sin.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
顺服是针对着仇敌这个背叛。
Obedience is especially toward our enemies.
针对着整个万有的悖逆。
Is directed toward the whole universe of rebellion.
但是我们知道，
but we do know this.
即使是神的儿子耶稣基督，
even God's Son, the Lord Jesus,
在顺服的生活上面，
in his obedient life,
都经历了极大的艰难。
He experienced such difficult, extremely difficulties.
当我们的主耶稣基督到地上来的成为人的时候，
when our Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to become a man,
从他的降卑到马槽里面开始，
from his humbling himself to be born in a manger,
以后三十年的时间在约瑟的家里面默默无闻，
and also throughout the 30 years being a man without fame,
最后三年，最后三年半出来服侍神，
and in the last 3.5 years he came out to serve God,
忍受所有的羞辱，
he endured all kinds of shame,
人顶撞他，
men opposed him,
人弃绝他，
men forsook him,
人嘲笑他，
men mock at him,
人轻看他，
men despised him.
弟兄姊妹们，他受尽了各式各样的羞辱，
brothers and sisters, our Lord had endured all kinds of shame.
但是在这一切的光景中，
but in the midst of all this,
我们看见我们的主在父的跟前完全顺服，
we see our Lord was totally obedient before God the Father.
那么在这一切的情况的里面，
in all these situations,
我们的主能忍受啊，他能够在顺服父的事情上面一点都没有任何的为难。
It was never difficult for our Lord to endure to become obedient to our Father.
但是呢，希伯来书作者讲，他因受苦难而学了顺服。
The book of the Hebrews tells us that because of the afflictions, he learned obedience.
并且他大声在神面前哀哭。
And he cried out vehemently.
结果蒙到了应允。
And he was answered.
那就告诉我们，在主耶稣基督的33年半到最后的一个时刻。
So that tells us that during the Lord's 33.5 years until the very last moment.
他在克西马尼园里面的时候。
At the Gethsemane.
他来到一个不能忍受的光景。
He came to this point where he could not bear it anymore.
在那届顺服的事上，我们的主觉得无法忍受。
On that matter of being obedient, our Lord felt he could not stand it.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
那就是在马太福音26章所记载的那段故事。
That's the story recorded in Matthew 26.
当主带着这些门徒到克西马尼园去祷告的时候，
when the Lord brought all these disciples to Gethsemane to pray,
忽然之间呢，里面难过起来了。
All of a sudden, our Lord was extremely grieved.
哎呀，他极其的忧伤啊。
He was exceedingly distressed.
弟兄姊妹，这个加在神的儿子身上，这就不是一件小事情了。
So this truly is not a small thing because all this has been added unto the Son of God.
因为他现在要顺服父的一件事情呢，是在他的感觉中，在他的意识里面是不能接受的。
This is the very thing that the Lord had to be obedient, but in his heart, this is something he cannot accept it.
所以圣经描述他在神面前祷告的时候，
So the Bible described how the Lord prayed before God.
这个汗像血点一样滴在地上，
Sweat came down like blood drops.
你知道他说受的煎熬是多么的厉害。
The agony was so extremely great.
弟兄姊妹，顺服的生活在主的身上到了这个时候， 成为一种不能忍受的一种痛苦。
This obedient life of our Lord came to this point when he was not able to stand it.
他在父面前恳求。
So he earnestly prayed to the Father.
他说：“父啊。”
Father.
倘若可行。
If it is possible.
叫这杯离开我。
Let this cup pass from me.
但是下面的话何等美丽啊。
But how beautiful the his words.
他说：“然而，不要照我的意思。”
Not as I will,
要照你的意思。
But as you will.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主在那里到底受了什么样的煎熬呢？
What kind of anguish our Lord was enduring at that point?
他知道他马上就要上十字架。
He knew very soon he would be crucified.
但是他上十字架是他心甘情愿。
But to be crucified is something he was willing to do.
你知道他在变化山上的时候。
You know that on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那个时候摩西跟以利亚出现。
At when the Moses and Elijah appeared,
跟他谈什么呢?
What were they talking about?
跟他谈说这个时候可以离开世间。
They talked to him about his departure.
因为就着他的做人来讲，到变化山上的时候，他已经完全了。
As a man, our Lord, when he came to the point of
他可以从那里直接就上登上宝座。
Mount of Transfiguration, he was a perfect man. He could have gone to the heaven.
但是主没有在那个时候离开。
But the Lord did not depart at that
time. 为着你，为着我。
It's because for you and for me.
他必须要到十字架。
He had to go through the cross.
所以他就从山上下来。
He came down from the mountain.
然后呢，就进入耶路撒冷。
And then he entered Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这最后的一个时刻。
Brother and sister, this is the very last moment.
主要面临一种的情况。
When he had to face one
situation, 当他要顺服父的定规的时候，他的心里面实在是很难过。
When he had to obey God's plan, he was exceedingly sorrowful.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
主是为着爱你，为着爱我。
For the sake of loving you and me, the Lord.
假使没有这一个顺服
，If the Lord never obeyed God,
他可以被接到荣耀里。
He could have received into glory.
但是你我这些人就永远都没有盼望。
But then you and I would have no hope from now on.
为什么在那个时刻主的心里面感觉这么痛苦呢
？Why is it at that moment that our Lord was exceedingly sorrowful in his heart?
主不是怕上十字架。
He wasn't afraid of going.
主来到地上就是预备好上十字架。
Because when he came to the world, he was prepared for that purpose.
但是主知道在十字架上面。
But he knew on the cross.
会有三个时辰。
There will be 3 hours.
父亲要离开他。
The father would depart from him.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的主没有办法忍受的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is the thing that our Lord could not stand.
我们晓得在十字架上主一共有六个钟头。
We know our Lord was on the cross for 6 hours.
前三个钟头。
The first 3 hours.
主还能忍受。
Our Lord was able to endure it.
到了后面三个钟头的时候。
But when he came to the last 3 hours.
弟兄姊妹，因为神离开他。
Brothers and sisters, because God had departed from him.
在主耶稣基督的这个感觉中，神从来没有离开过的。
In the Lord Christ Jesus' feeling, God had never departed from him.
但这个时候神要离开他。
But at this time, God had to leave him.
所以当他在克西马尼园想到这样事情的时候，他的心里面就非常的难过。
So at Gethsemane, when he thought of this, he was exceedingly sorrowful.
父要掩面不看他。
Father would hid his face from him.
弟兄姊妹，这个对神的儿子来讲是不能忍受的一种痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, to the son, it's the pain that he cannot bear.
但是他知道这是神的心意。
But he knew that's God's plan.
所以因此祷告说：“父啊。”
So he prayed, Father.
照着你的意思。
As you will.
不要。照着我的意思。
But not as I will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们真是感谢我们的主啊。
We really thank our Lord.
他在肉身中的时候。
Because when he was in his flesh.
他为着我们。
For our sake.
他做了一个完全的顺服。
He became completely obedient.
所以他的死成为极大的救恩。
So therefore his death became the great salvation.
这是极其美丽的一个顺服。
This is such an extremely wonderful obedience.
他不仅个人在神的跟前，那么这样顺服神。
Not only was he himself so obedient to Father.
圣经也给我们看见他成了顺服的榜样。
The Bible also shows us that he became the example of obedience.
所以罗马书第六章那里。
So Romans chapter 6.
保罗告诉我们说呢，他成了一个道理的模范。
Paul tells us that he now became that very form of doctrine.
什么叫做这个道理的模范？
Now, what is that form of doctrine?
这个模范的原文就是 tupos, tupos 就是一个 pattern, 就是一个 model。
As original means tupas, which means a pattern, a model.
啊，那么就是一个规范，一个模范。
That is a pattern, a model, a form.
这是指着主耶稣基督在顺服上面做模型说的。
This speaks of the Lord Jesus as a model in respect to obedience.
所以他不仅自己顺服神。
So not only he himself obeyed.
他也成为顺服的一个模型。
He himself also become the model of obedience.
弟兄姊妹，就是为着要你我也能够学习顺服神。
Brothers and sisters, this is for you and I. We were able to learn obedience.
所以主在肉身中间所学的。
So what the Lord has learned in His flesh
是为着我们
is for our sake.
主知道在人类背叛、悖逆、堕落之后
，The Lord knew that after we rebel, after we fell,
顺服是困难的一件事情。
Obedience is such a difficult job.
但是感谢主
，But we thank our Lord.
他首先为我们经过这个苦难
，He Himself first went through this suffering.
为我们开路
，He Himself made a way for us.
所以在希伯来书第五章。
So Hebrews 5,
第八第九节那里就讲到
In verses 8 and 9 we read
他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从
As a son he learned obedience in the sufferings which endured
下面的那节很重要
And the next verse is extremely important
就他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源
Having been perfected,He now became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣基督在肉身中间的顺服，他这样的一个学习，那是为着你，为着我。
So this tells us distinctly that in our Lord's flesh, the way he learned obedience is only for your sake and for mine sake.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank our Lord.
为着我们，弟兄姊妹们。主在神的跟前做了一个完全的顺服。
For us, brothers and sisters, the Lord before God became totally, completely obedient.
他也成了一个顺服的榜样。
He himself became the model of obedience.
因此，从主的这个顺服上面，我们能明白那个顺服到底是什么意思。
So we should be able to understand what obedience means from our Lord's obedience.
我想全本圣经啊。
I believe that in the whole Bible.
这个马太福音二十六章里面主所说那句话是顺服的最好的一个解释
What the Lord says in Matthew 26 is the best explanation of obedience
那里主说父啊只要照你的意思不要照我的意思
There it says that Father as you will but not as I will
你看在英文圣经里面这个意思原文就是什么就是意志
This as you will this is a person's will
所以因此呢顺服呢顺服就是人在意志上面的一个降服
Therefore obedience is being submissive in one's will
就是罗马书这第六章里面的那个限制啊其实原文的意思就是降服
Now in Romans 6 the verb present in its original simply means to obey
不那个字呢英文叫做 yield那我想我们在美国开车我们都懂啊有时候你开车开到一个地方看到一个这个倒三角形上面写个 yield 啊那我们知道就是你要让对不对
It means to yield and we all understand this because as we're driving when we come to the traffic sign the triangle sign it says yield then we have to slow down
中文把它翻译成线上
In Chinese Bible it means to present
其实呢它就是一个降服
Actually, as yielding, being submissive.
所以罗马书告诉我们，你降服谁，你就是谁的奴隶。
So the Romans tells us that to whom you obey, then you're that person's slave.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在属灵经历上面来讲是非常非常重要的一个字。
Brothers and sisters, in our spiritual experience, this is such an important word.
我们应当学习。
We have to learn
把我们的意志降服在神的意志底下
To yield our will to God's will
我们就做神的奴仆
We simply are his slaves
弟兄姊妹我们能达到诚意的果效
Brother and sister then this will lead us into righteousness
所以既然这个顺服呢就是意志上面的一个降服
Since this obedience is yielding in your will
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道如何来运用你的意志。
So brother and sister, you should have to know how you would work your will.
在顺服的生活上，你要知道如何运用你的意志。
Now in your obedient life, you have to know how to work your will.
啊，我们都知道意志呢，在我们人的生活中啊，居一个主导的地位啊。
We all know that will takes a place as a leading role in our life.
我们人里面有魂，这个魂呢是灵，有这个有。思想有情感有意志三个部分。
We know in our soul we have will, thoughts, and emotions.
所以这个意志呢，作为我们魂里面的一个决定的机关。
So this will serves as a very organ that makes decisions.
这个意志呢，弟兄姊妹们，在我们属灵的经历上面来讲呢，它所发生的作用是一种决定性的作用。
This will's function in our spiritual experiences.Also takes up the position to make decisions.
有很多的时候啊，属灵的事情在我们身上呢，不能成为一个真实。弟兄姊妹们，跟我们的意志有非常大的关系。
Many times our spiritual things cannot become reality to us. This is all related to our will.
有的时候我们的思想被打动。
Sometimes our thoughts are so moved.
有的时候我们的情感被打动。
And sometimes our emotions are stirred up.
但是呢，这些感动呢，如果不能达到意志的话呢，就产生不了果效。
But all this moving, if they cannot reach to your will, this produces nothing.
啊，所以有的时候我们听道也是，我们听，哎呀，我们觉得这个道真是很有道理啊。
As we listen to all the sermons, we realize, oh, this sermon is wonderful. It makes all the sense.
但是回到家之后呢，就好像。什么事也没有。
And then when you go home, then nothing happens.
啊，有的时候我们甚至听到，如果这个道呢讲得很感动，讲得我们呢痛哭流泪的。
And sometimes when we listen to the sermons, if the sermon is so touching that we even cried over it.
但是一回到家里去之后呢，又没有了。
And then once we go home, everything disappears.
弟兄姊妹，你这个思想上面的这个所受到的这个感动和你情绪上所受到的打动，不能达到意志的话呢？就产生不了属灵的果效。
So brothers and sisters, all the moving in your thoughts, in your emotion, if that cannot reach into your will, and it will produce nothing, no effect at all.
啊，我记得我这个很年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was very young.
那么有的时候呢，唱诗歌我也会流泪。
Sometimes when I sang hymns, I would cry.
啊，有的时候听到人讲得好，哎呦，我里面也觉得很有享受和满足。
And when I listened to sermons, I was so touched. I felt so satisfied within my
heart. 但是在我身上一直产生不了一个动力。
But still, no impetus that would, no drive that would come up.
我没有办法，这个，好像能够那个跟随得上去。
So I simply cannot follow on.
啊，只等到有一年。
Until one that particular year.
在一个特别的青年的聚会里面。
In a special youth conference.
啊。那么我们的弟兄们讲到十字架的经历。
Now our brother talk about the experience of the cross.
那一次圣灵实在做了一个比较深入的感动。
In that time that the Holy Spirit really did that deeper work in me.
弟兄姊妹们，这个感动呢，不仅是当时我们大家都流泪。
And it so touched me, not only that everybody cried.
这个感动到最后呢，在我们的生活中啊，产生一种行动啊。
Now, moving so strong that in the end it actually produces some work in our daily life.
因为那次的感动够深了。
Because that moving was so deep that time.
深到一个地步，我整个人向主降服了。
To such an extent, my whole being was yielded to the Lord.
所以从那天开始起。
From that day on.
弟兄姊妹们，读圣经也变得比较容易。
It seems much easier for me to read the Bible.
跟随主的脚步就比较快。
And my steps to follow the Lord seem to be faster.
因为什么？因为我里面开始产生了一个愿意的灵。
Because within me now I have this willing spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们觉得今天在教会的侍奉或者我们的追求上最困难的一个点，就是很多的时候呢，我们这个里面这个愿意的灵没有了。
Brothers and sisters, in today's our church's service or in our pursuit of the Lord, the most difficult part is we do not have this willing spirit.
也就是你的心思啊，你里面的这个意志呢，你没有能够完全降服在神的意志底下。
That's because your will is not totally yielded to God's will yet.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们的意志在我们 这个整个属灵的生活中间具有一个非常关键性的一个地位。
Our will takes up this very critical position in all our life.
有的时候呢，我们也会受到一些思想情感上的影响。
Sometimes we would be affected by our thoughts or emotions.
影响了我们意志的决定。
And that would in turn affect our will.
啊。仇敌也常常运用这个东西的。
And our enemy often uses this.
在我们的心思意念中制造很多问题。
So he would cause all kinds of problems.
在我们情感中制造很多问题。
All kinds of problems in our emotions.
结果本来我们跟随主跟随的好好的。
So originally we followed the Lord so well.
突然看见有一天变成不愿意了。
All of a sudden one day we became unwilling.
好，来聚会也不愿意了。
We weren't willing to come to meetings.
服侍也不愿意了。
We did not to serve.
弟兄姊妹，你的思想情感影响你的里面的意志。
So brother and sister, your thoughts, your emotions affect your will.
所以我们要学习，弟兄姊妹，把我们的意志降服在神的意志底下。
So brother and sisters, let's learn to yield our will under God's will.
啊，这个降服，这个 yield 这个字，弟兄姊妹，是一个主动的一个动作。
Now this yielding is an active deed.
如果你不能学会把你自己的意志降服，主动降服在神的意志底下。
If you do not, you haven't learned how to yield your will to God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们属灵的生活就很难继续的往前。
Then it's very hard for your spiritual life to move on.
在哥林多后书十章第五节。
Second Corinthians 10:5.
那里讲说哈，要将我们的心思掳回归向基督。
There it says we should take captive our thoughts and turn it to Christ.
其实原文呢是讲把我们的心意转回。
In its original, it says to turn our will.
所以基督徒如果能把我们的意志转向基督，弟兄姊妹，你很多问题都迎刃而解。
Christians, if you're able to turn your will to Christ, then many of your problems will so readily solved.
神为着要帮助我们呢，能够让我们的意志能够降服在神的意志底下。
Now, in order for us to yield our will to God's will,
所以神许可他的儿子上十字架。
God allowed his son to be crucified.
我们晓得十字架不仅成功救恩。
We know that not only the cross accomplished the salvation.
十字架也成了对付我们的魂呢最重要的一个工具啊。
And the cross also becomes the most important tool to deal with our soul.
所以只有在十字架下，人的意志才能够完全的降服。
Only under the cross, a man's will be totally yielded.
所以主要求我们要天天背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
So the Lord demanded us to take up our cross daily to follow Him.
你如果不背起十字架，你很难降服的。
If you do not take up your cross, it's very hard for you to yield.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
十字架的救恩呢？
The salvation of the cross
是使我们不在律法之下，而在恩典之下。结果呢，叫罪不能作王啊。
Enables us not to live under sin, but under grace, so that the law can not reign over us.
这是很大的一个救恩。
This is such a tremendous grace.
那么十字架呢，
salvation.
也能够破碎我们这个人顽固的意志。
The cross also breaks our stubborn will.
所以当一个人的意志被神破碎的时候，
When a person's will is broken by God,
他的生命就变成一个柔软的生命。
His life becomes a supply.
那么这个柔软的生命呢，才是真正能够降服在神跟前的。
This pliant life can now yield itself to God.
所以一个人呢，如果在侍奉上，在属灵追求上达到这样一个地步的时候，
If a man can reach to this point in his spiritual matters in life,
你看这个顺服就会给你带来一种美好的属灵生活。
You will see that this obedience will give you this such wonderful spiritual life.
啊，这个顺服呢，能够使我们呢得胜，并且超越过许多的难处。
This obedience will enable us to prevail and overcome all kinds of problems.
我很喜欢呢，我们诗歌里面这个364首啊。
I really like our hymn number 364.
这首信而顺服的这首诗歌。
Trust and obey.
它里面讲到很多的经历。
Because the hymn speaks so many experiences.
它告诉我们，一个真正顺服能顺服神的人，他就没有疑惑。
It tells us that a man who can truly obey God has no doubts.
他的灵里面的光景呢，能够变得明亮。
in his spirit, it becomes bright.
啊，我们常常跟随主啊，有时候跟随到一个地步，里面就很产生很多疑惑。
Often as we follow the Lord, we will come to the point where we have so many doubts.
到底这样的光景对不对呢？
Is it right this way?
有时我们的灵性就会变得很低沉。
And our spiritual life becomes very low.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你一顺服的时候
，But brother and sister, once you become obedient,
里面立刻明朗。
Within you, everything seems to brighten up.
神的侍奉神的人都有这样的经历。
So many people who serve the Lord have the similar experiences.
你看，在十八世纪的时候
，In the 18th century,
神在美国曾经兴起一个。神所重用的一个神的仆人。
God raised up one servant whom he heavily used.
啊，他的名字叫做 Jonathan Edwards.
His name was Jonathan Edwards.
啊，我们中文叫他的爱之华兹是吧？弟兄。
Brother Jonathan Edwards.
他本来是耶鲁大学的一个教授。
He was originally a professor from Yale University.
在科学上有相当的这个成就。
He was quite accomplished in the field of science.
非常的聪明。
He was extremely smart.
但是他也非常的爱主。
But at the same time, he loved the Lord.
他的经历告诉我们呢。
His experience told us.
那么那个时候主呼召他出来侍奉主，开头呢他没有答应呢。
When the Lord first called him to serve him, he did not answer.
在他出来侍奉主的前三年
，In the first 3 years of his service,
他经历他在属灵生活上最低沉的一个时候。
That's actually the years when he experienced the most spiritual loss.
有三年的光景
，For 3 years,
整个活在一片属灵的黑暗情形。
He simply lived in this spiritual darkness.
一点的力量都没有。
Without any strength.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
三年之后
，After 3 years,
当他答应主的呼召，愿意顺服神的时候
，When he answered to the Lord's calling to obey,
他的传记里面告诉我
，In his biography,
他说在那个时刻，忽然之间呢，这个灵里面就变得非常的明亮了。
Right at that moment, all of a sudden, his spirit became so bright.
整个光景开始有了一个大的转变。
All his situations was now changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，对顺服神的人来讲是没有疑惑的。
So brothers and sisters, to those who obey God, there are no doubts.
顺服神的人也没有畏惧。
To an obedient person, there is no fear either.
他们可以坦然地面对所有一切的这个环境。
They could simply face all kinds of circumstances.
你记得马丁路德在受到那个最大的逼迫的时候。
You know when Martin Luther, when he was suffering the greatest persecution,
他那个时候意志动摇啊。
At that time, his will started
wavering. 他几乎要想要妥协。
He was almost yielding.
那个时候他知道他的情况非常危机。
And he knew at that time he was in a very dangerous situation.
所以那个晚上
so ，On that night,
他在他的房间里面大声祷告啊。
He cried out aloud in his room.
这个祷告呢，在外面的人都听见啊。
Even those who were outside could hear.
整夜听见。马丁路德伏在神跟前大声的呼喊的。
All night people heard Martin Luther was crying, bowing down before God to cry out to him.
感谢主。
We thank God.
到了清晨。
When the dawn came.
愿意顺服神的带领。
He was willing to obey God's leading.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因此呢他就毫无畏惧地站在这些审判他的这些贵族的跟前。
Therefore, boldly, without any fear, he simply stood before all those who judge him.
所以对一个能顺服神的人
，So to a person who obeys God,
他们没有任何的畏惧。
He has no fear whatsoever.
就像当初使徒们一样。
Just as those apostles.
当他们被带到官府跟前的时候
，When they were brought before officers.
他们能对这些人说，顺服神不顺从神，顺服神不顺从人是理所当然的。
They were able to say, judge yourself that whether I should obey God or obey man.
坦然面对这些的逼迫。
He so simply, quietly, restfully faced all.
跟一个顺服神的人。
To a person who obeys God.
他没有任何的忧虑。
He has no worries.
他可以拨开所有的云雾，能够看见这个日头。
He was able to see the silver lining, see the sun, in the midst of all the clouds.
我们很多时候的忧虑都是因为我们。不能顺服。
So many times when we worry is because we cannot obey.
对一个顺服神的人来讲
，To an obedient person，
也没有重担。
He has no burdens.
啊，顺服神
，Obey God，
你就感觉轻省。
You will feel everything is so light.
我们不能顺服的时候
，When we cannot obey him，
我们才觉得我们是背着重担。
We feel We are carrying so many burdens.
当我们不能顺服神的时候，
When we can't obey God,
我们都觉得全身都是很沉重。
We feel our whole body is heavy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一顺服神的时候，
But brother and sister, once we obey God,
马上这个里面就变得非常的轻省。
Right away, within you, everything becomes very light.
我记得1968年，
I remember in 1968,
这最后一年我要决定到底我要不要把自己奉献给主。
This is the very last year I have to decide whether I want to offer it up myself to
Him. 在这之前呢，
Before this,
我连走路都觉得沉重了。
I felt I was so heavy even when I walked.
我那时候年轻啊，才二十六岁啊。
But I was only 26 years old.
但是整天呢，就是被压，被这个重担压得我简直是没办法。
But every day I was oppressed by this heavy burden. I couldn't do anything.
因为里面跟主之间有争执。
Because there was arguing between me and God.
主要呼召我出来服侍他。
The Lord wanted to call me to serve Him.
我对主说。
And I said to Him.
主啊，求你再容忍我四年。
Oh Lord, give me another 4 years.
我说我还要去读大学。
I still wanted to go to college.
我要把我的学业完成。
I want to finish my college.
我说我答应你，我一定出来服侍你。
I promise you, I will come to serve you.
弟兄姊妹，我记得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, I remember so clearly.
那个夏天的晚上，我在一个屋顶上面，爬到屋顶上面在那祷告。
On that summer night, I climb up on the top of the roof and I pray there.
我伏在那时候，这个汗一直往下流。
And my sweat was simply rolling down.
那么后来我知道，我不顺服神的话呢，我过不去。
And I knew that at that time, if I do not obey him, I simply could not get away with it.
就在那个最后关键的那个时刻。
So at the very last critical moment,
我对主说，主，
I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing.
哎呀。你知道，当我这句话说完之后啊
，And you know when I finished my saying，
多日来的这个重担压得我都喘不过气来的，忽然之间好像整个重担就脱落了。
All the burdens for all these days that have been pressed upon me，
所以我从屋顶上爬下来的时候啊，整个人很轻省。
I was so light。
我里面决定了。
I've decided within me。
哎呀，我里面觉得非常的快乐。
I was so happy within me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
oh,
对一个能顺服神的人，
for a person who can obey God,
没有任何为难的事情。
There are no difficulties.
今天你我觉得这个为难那个为难，都是因为服不下来嘛。
Today we see this problem and that problem is all simply because we cannot
yield
ourselves.
你只要服下来，所有的难处都过去。
Once you yield yourself, every problem will pass away.
对一个能顺服神的人，
for a person who can obey God,
他也没有多少的痛苦。
He has not much pain either.
他是非常喜乐。
He's a joyful person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的神。
We have to thank our God.
对一个真正把自己能够降服在神跟前的人，
For a person who can really yield himself before God,
即使他面临在人看为很大的损失，他也不觉得什么牺牲。
Even though when he faces the loss, when most people think so, he doesn't feel this is much sacrifice.
你们知道在二十世纪啊，有一个很出名的一个侍奉神的人。
You know, in the 20th century, there is this one famous servant.
就是Martin Lloyd Jones.
That's Martin Lloyd Jones.
中马田，中文翻作中马田弟兄。
Martin Lloyd Jones brother.
有人说呢，他是呢，这个二十世纪最后一个清教徒。
Now some people say this is the very last Protestant in the 20th century.
斯布真呢是十九世纪最后一个清教徒。
And Spurgeon is the very last one in the 19th century.
你知道他在年轻的时候，这个人非常的杰出啊。
You know this person when he was young, he was excellent.
他在英国最好的医学院毕业。
He graduated from the best medical school.
并且他拿到医学博士的这个学位。
And also he received the doctorate degree.
那个时候他蒙召，他愿意放弃他的前途出来侍奉主。
And at that time he was called, he was willing to forsake all his career.
他的太太呢也是个医生。
His wife was a doctor also.
在他们那个年代哈，这个医生呢一年的薪水可以赚£15,000。
In their days, a doctor's wage is £15,000.
那么他的妻子呢，也是医生，也可以一年赚£15,000。
And his wife was also a doctor, so she could also earn 15,000 pounds.
这个三万英镑啊，这是不得了的一个数字，在当
年。It's an amazing number to earn 30,000 pounds a year.
但是呢，当初有一个教会呢，希望他们去服侍。
But at that time, there was a church they wished to have them over as servants.
给他们年薪多少呢
？How much did they offer?
300磅。
300 pounds.
啊，结果他们真正去服侍的时候呢？只拿到225磅。
When they actually served the Lord, they only received 225 pounds a year.
所以当他出来要侍奉神的时候
，So when he was about to serving God,
英国各大报纸都登出来了。
All the big newspapers in those days in England.
这里一个优秀的一个医生，他不要当医生，他要去当传道人。
They printed the news saying that this excellent doctor was willing to let go of all his future to become a preacher.
啊，社会上面一片的惋惜的声音。
And everybody was feeling sorrowful for him.
所以有人就去问这个卓玛田弟兄。
So somebody went to ask our brother.
就是哎呀，你的牺牲这么大。
They say, "Oh, what a quite a sacrifice you have here."
那晓得我们弟兄，那我他说我一点牺牲也没有。
And then our brother answered, I didn't feel any sacrifice.
啊，我这个算什么东西呢？
What kind of thing is what sacrifice is this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sisters,
对一个能顺服神的人，
For a person who obeys God,
从来不会感觉牺牲。
He will never feel being sacrificed.
今天呢，如果我们不能顺服神呢，
Today, if we do not obey God,
不要说丢掉这么几万英镑啊
！Not to mention to throw away all these pounds.
丢几块钱都觉得是很大牺牲。
You would feel it's quite a sacrifice if you throw away certain dollars.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个顺服在神的跟前是多么美丽的一件事情。
Obedience is such a beautiful, wonderful thing before God.
对一个顺服神的人来讲
，For a person who obeys God，
他永远不会觉得羞耻。
He will never feel ashamed.
啊，毕竟是充满神的荣耀。
Instead, he is filled with God's glory.
所以呢，我们可以看见呢，当一个人能够顺服神的时候
，So we can see that when a person can obey God,
在他的生命中，他就能胜过，能够超越过这一切所有的困难。
He is able to overcome. He is able to transcend all the problems in his life.
那么，其实呢，弟兄姊妹，我们刚才所讲这些，这些还只不过是消极的东西。
Actually, what I've mentioned are all the passive aspects.
顺服还可以成就什么呢
？What can obedience bring about?
顺服可以使我们的奉献生活达到完全。
It will bring about our offering the life that offered to God to the fullest part.
我们常常对主说：“主啊，我愿意把自己奉献给你。”
We often say to the Lord, "Lord, I'm willing to consecrate myself to you."
这个只不过是口头上的一个奉献。
This is simply lip service.
必须要在你真正的顺服的里面，你的奉献才达到完全。
You have to live a truly obedient life, then your consecration is complete.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And how important this is.
啊，我们知道，每一个基督徒都应当把自己献在主的手中。
We know every Christian should consecrate himself or herself to God's hand.
但是并不是每一个基督徒的奉献生活都能达到完全。
But not that every Christian's consecrated life will become perfect.
只有那些愿意顺服神的人。
Only those who are willing to obey God.
他的奉献生活才能够达到完全。
Their consecrated life will be complete.
啊，所以在旧约时代中啊。
In the time of Old Testament,
当一只羊羔被牵到祭坛那里宰杀的时候
，When a lamb is brought before the altar to be killed,
圣经呢特别用这个羊羔啊，那么来讲述这个奉献的生活。
The Bible especially uses the lamb, indicating the kind of obedient life.
因为羊的性情呢，中间有一个情况就是它很能顺服。
Because one of the natures of a lamb is to be very obedient.
啊，所以这只羊被杀之后放在祭坛上。
So after the lamb is killed, it would be placed upon the altar.
我们看见有一个作诗歌的作者这样写。
And we read that one of the songwriters wrote this.
他说：“如今我在祭坛上啊。”
Now I'm on the altar.
不敢稍有动弹。
I would not dare to move.
啊，这个是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
为什么跑到祭坛上面还可以动呢
？Can you move once you are on the altar？
啊，那我们就是有很多时候呢， 我们的顺服不完全。
That tells us that sometimes our consecration is not complete.
啊，所以碰到一点事情都跑了。
So when we face certain situations, we simply flee.
从祭坛上下来了。
We come down from the altar.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们的奉献不完全。
So brothers and sisters, our consecration is not complete.
所以只有我们把意志降服在神的跟前。
Only when we yield our will before God.
叫你的奉献能够达到完全。
Then your consecration will be perfected.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
奉献，那不，顺服的生活。
An obedient life.
的确给我们生命中带来许许多多的喜乐。
Brings out so many aspects of joy in our life.
当基督徒啊不能顺服神的时候。
When a Christian cannot obey God.
这个里面是很痛苦的。
He suffers much within him.
在生活的很小事情上面。
Even in the very little things of your life.
有的时候我们也当学习完全顺服神。
You have to learn to be completely submissive to him.
我在生活中啊也是有很多事情背逆神啊。
In my life, I have so many things that I rebelled against God.
所以神在这一个顺服的事情上面从很年轻时候就我学很多功课。
So God, taught me so many lessons in my matter of obedience.
啊，像我们有的时候呢为着这个取巧啊。
Sometimes we're trying to cut the corners.
啊，像我有时候开车像有一次在洛杉矶我开车。
You know, there was one time when I was driving in Los Angeles.
那我开到一个地方啊。
I drove to a place.
这边呢，它是一个巷子，是 one way， 只能向这方面去。
It's a one-way alley.
但这边出去呢，碰到一条大街。
If you go out from this way, you will come to a big
street. 很多车子这么来，这样走啊。
With much heavy traffic.
而我到了那边呢，我又需要左转，那很麻烦。
A street, I have to make a left turn.
我要等很久。
And I have to wait a long time.
那么这边呢，很短的一段路啊，这样过去之后呢，就是一个里面的内街。
And if I turn this side, it's a short way, and that will lead me to another inroad.
所以那天呢，我在那里呢犹豫了一下啊。
So I was hesitating there.
我想着这个很短嘛，我就这么过去算了。
And I thought, well, this is such a short way. I'll just.
所以我就这么左转了，从那个弯位这么反方向我就开过去了。
So I simply took a left turn. I went the opposite way of one way, and I drove.
就开过去之后啊，那我就右转就往那边直跑了。
And immediately I would make a right turn. I would simply sped away.
哪里晓得我这样一过去啊
？Little did I know, once I make a right turn.
啊，这个圣灵就在里面说话了。
Holy Spirit spoke within me.
你做了不该做的事。
You've done something you're not supposed to do.
你没看见吗？这个是弯位，你怎么可以这样走呢
？Didn't you see? This is one way. How could you drive this way?
啊，我讲道理，我说那个很短嘛。
And I was arguing.
又没有人在那里，对不对啊？
哎，
我要走那边很麻烦。
It's quite a hassle if I took the other way.
圣灵说不行。
And Holy Spirit said no.
哎呀，那个车子又开得快，就跑很远了。
And I was driving fast.
这个越跑，里面越不安了。
But the more I drove,
啊，这个时候圣灵也教导我们学顺服的功课。
This time the Holy Spirit taught us to be obedient.
啊，那我对主说啊。
And I said to the Lord.
啊，我应该怎么办呢
？What should I do?
圣灵说你回去。
The Holy Spirit said return.
我说你开了这么远还回去啊
？I've driven this far.
回去。
Go back.
啊。说弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
那个时候我开始有点不愿意顺服
At that time, I was unwilling to
我想这太小的事情怎么着
I think it's such a small matter.
但是越走里面怎么样
But the more I drive,
越难过
the more sorrow
越走的越不安
the more unrest,
越走呢这个里面所有的喜乐都没有了
the more less joyful that I became.
所以弟兄姊妹我知道我必须要学习顺服
so brothers and sisters, I knew I had to learn
所以我只好把车子停下来掉个头再回来
so I had to stop my car and make a turn.
然后呢再开到那条巷子里面怎么再过去啊
and I went back to that very alley that very street and I went back
结果跑到那个路口那里真是等好久啊
and I really waited for a long long time at that intersection
哎，但是呢有一个不同的结果出现了
but a different result came
因为你顺服了
because you obeyed
这个里面就觉得非常的快乐啊
and you were so joyful within you
啊那天开回去的时候这个一路上就很快乐
all the way on my way home I felt so happy
弟兄姊妹们，如果那天我不肯顺服神的话呢？
Sisters, if on that day I did not obey God,
那不是一天不喜乐。
Then that would not just be one day's sorrow.
如果我属灵的感觉敏锐的话呢，我这一辈子恐怕都不喜乐。
Well, if I was spiritually keen, that all my life I would not be joyful.
可能过了若干年之后，我还得回去那里再顺服。
Maybe after certain years, I still had to go back to learn the lesson of.Obedience.
所以弟兄姊妹，顺服神 很重要。
Brothers and sisters, it's so important to learn to obey God.
啊，尤其我们作为神的儿女。
Especially as a child of God.
我们的顺服是叫神得荣耀的。
Our obedience simply glorify God.
啊，所以你一顺服神。
Once you obey God.
你服了就快乐。
Once you yield to Him, you are glad. 啊，
比方说有的时候我们得罪人。
Sometimes we offend people.
圣灵感动我们说，你这句话说错，你要去认错。
And Holy Spirit moved you and said you said something wrong.
哎呀，这是好难的。
Say sorry. This is so hard.
弟兄姊妹，我们向神认错很容易啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to confess our offenses.
向人认错不大容易啊。
It's so hard to admit your wrongs to people.
尤其向太太认错更不容易。
This is especially difficult when you have to admit your wrong to your wife.
哎，在我的经历中是这样的啊。
It is so with my.
有时候主感动我说。你错了，你向太太认个错，看着他，这个真的是讲不出来。
Sometimes the Lord moved my heart, saying you say something wrong, come, you know, admit you're wrong to your wife. I just felt.
有一次我们两个有点争执。
One time we had some arguments.
那争执完了，当然。大家都很不愉快。
After squabble, everybody was not happy.
那第二天早晨，我这还是照常有习惯起来祷告，我就跪在床旁边祷告。
The next morning, according to my habit, I just knelt down beside my bed and I prayed.
但是那个祷告真的很沉重啊。
And that prayer was so heavy.
一直跪在那里，主的同在的感觉也摸不到。
I knelt there all the time, but I couldn't feel the presence of God.
我心里面一直呼喊主啊主啊主啊，主就不应我。
And I kept calling out to the Lord, Lord, but the Lord did not answer me.
那我心里很清楚。
But actually, that was so clear.
主说你要道歉。
My heart that the Lord said, you
认错。
Confess your sin.
啊、
confess your offenses.
那我姊妹还躺在那里啊。
Admit you're wrong. Well, my wife still lying in bed.
那个场合、啊、真的很尴尬啊。
And it's such an embarrassing.
我跪在那里祷告了，这个整个祷告跟平常不一样。
The whole prayer was just different.
这里面一点的滋润感觉也没有，一点喜乐也没有。
There was no joy. There was no nourishment within me.
哎，到最后就靠着主的恩典了。
And then in the end, by the Lord's grace.
嗯、我就是把他推醒
了。I gave her a push.
啊，我说对不起，是我错了。
And I said to her, I'm sorry, it's my fault.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你服了。
Once you yield yourself,
你就喜乐了。
Then you simply become joyful.
啊，所以你知道我们人有时候很固执啊。
You know we are so stubborn sometimes.
我们实在是、啊、生在悖逆中，长在悖逆中。
Because we are born in rebellion and we are brought up in.
生活中有太多的事情，主教导我们要学习顺服。
There are so many things in our life the Lord has to teach us to obey.
一个人能顺服神。
If a man can obey God,
啊，他下面的生活呢就会变得很流畅。
His life will be now become very smooth.
比方说，我们说，聚会里面主感动我们祷告，对不对
？For example, sometimes at the meetings the Lord moves our hearts to pray.
哎呀，这也是基督徒生活中一个很难的一件事情。
Oh, this is also a very difficult thing.
但是你只要有一次的顺服，下面怎么样？就容易了。
But once, only once, if you yield yourself, then everything comes following it very easy.
有的人呢，圣灵感动他，感动了十年，他都不开口啊。
Some people after the Holy Spirit moved him for 10 years, he still did not open his mouth.
哎，你看他也照常聚会，
he still came to
照样受感动。
He was always moved.
照样不开口。
And the same way, he never opened his mouth.
他也忍住，就这么忍住。每次都很难过，回去也难过，但是下次又来了。
He just put up with everything. He felt bad, terrible, but he just went back home and came back next time.
但是你只要顺服一次
，But once you yield it just once,
下面就很容易。
Everything comes easier next time.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，是的，有的时候顺服主要开口不大容易。
Sometimes Sometimes it's very hard to yield to the Lord to open your mouth.
但对有些人来讲，要顺服主啊，闭嘴也不大容易。
But sometimes to certain people, if to yield to the Lord, not to open your mouth is also difficult.
我们的人呢，就我们这个人就是不是从这边掉下去，就从那边掉下去，这个很不容易平衡呢、啊。
We are just going to two extremes. If either we fall in this way or we fall the other way, it's very hard to get be balanced.
所以特别在侍奉上面
especially in our service,
侍奉主的人要学习怎样顺服神
He who serves the Lord has to learn to be obedient.
这样你不仅自己里面有喜乐
so in this way, not only you yourself have the joy,
弟兄姊妹们你也会给弟兄姊妹带来喜乐
also, brothers and sisters, you will also
当我们不顺服的时候
your brothers and sisters,
我们自己不快乐
we personally are not happy,
弄得弟兄姊妹也不快乐
even all the brothers will beBe made unhappy.
所以这个顺服是多么重要的一件事情呢顺服的功课非常难学啊！我有好几次有时候主带领我去一个地方去讲道但是我一摸这个题目我就知道这个题目很困难
啊！
我去之前我就知道这个不容易的但是一个要为主做出口的人你必须学习顺服神啊
But a man who is God's mouthpiece has to be submissive.
那次我有一个很清楚的一个经历啊
On that particular time, I had such a clear concept within me.
我去之前我对主说主好你要我讲我就讲了
Before I went, I said to the Lord, Lord, if you want me to talk about this, yes, I will do it.
哎果然那个果效是我想象的
And in the end, the result of that sermon.
讲的说，很多弟兄姊妹这个就在那里不耐烦的这个打瞌睡的很多。
Some people were so impatient, they were simply dozing off.
所以呢，我讲完了，我自己里面也很闷。
As I finished my sharing, I felt I quite heavy.
我心里面开头有点埋怨呢。
And I started complaining.
我说主，我早知道这个结果了。
Lord, I knew what.
为什么一定要我这样讲呢？
Want me to say so.
啊！但是那天我回到那个弟兄的家里住在那里的时候啊，啊！忽然之间我里面快乐起来了。这快乐是什么呢？
And what is my joy?
因为我说主啊，你叫我听说了，说完快乐。
I was happy because the Lord I said what you told me to say.
哎，所以有的时候弟兄姊妹顺服，你服下来就快乐啊。
So brothers and sisters.When once you yield yourself, you become joyful.
当然，主不是喜欢为难我们呢。
Our Lord never wants to make us a problem for us.
但是作为神的儿女
，But as a child of God,
要学习顺服神。
You have to learn to obey God.
一个顺服神的人
，An obedient person,
他才是真正与神同行的人。
Is one who really walks with God.
啊。因为呢，只有顺服，你才能走主所要你走的路啊。
Only through obedience you can walk in the way the Lord appoints.
今天我们跟随主，走主的路也是非常的重要。
As we follow the Lord, it's very important for us to walk in His way.
我们都知道，一个人如果不能与神同行
，We know if a person cannot walk with God.
啊，在我们的生活中间也是一样没有快乐。
Then in His life there is no joy.
并且神也不能喜乐。
Neither can God be joyful.
所以，今天主要往哪里去，你要跟随。
So you have to follow wherever the Lord goes.
这个在教会历史上给我们看见，很多神的儿女们因为这样顺服神，付了很大的代价。
In churches.History, we see that so many brothers and sisters who are willing to obey God, and for that reason, they paid a great.
甚至很多人丧失了性命
To the point that they lost their lives.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
啊，要与神同行
Walk with God.
必须要学习顺从主的带领
To walk with God, you have to learn to follow His leading.
所以有的时候我们跟随神呢，其实我们的道路并不是我们自己能决定的。
A lot of times when we follow the Lord, it's not for us to decide our way.
所以神有时候考验我们到底能不能顺服神跟他一同走到底。
Sometimes God tests us to see if we could obey Him, to walk with Him all the way to the end.
那么顺服呢也叫我们能够学习顺命就叫我们呢没有任何的埋怨。
Obedience also makes us to be submissive without any complaint.
我们新约时代中神的百姓呢，跟旧约的百姓呢，这个行走旷野是差不多的。
In the New Testament, God's people walk the same way as those in the Old Testament in the wilderness.
对，以色列人在旷野里面犯的最大的罪就是埋怨。
The greatest offense that Israelites committed is to complain.
神曾经对摩西说，他们十次埋怨我，那个神都记下来了。
I remembered it. They disobeyed me 10 times, complained 10 times.
弟兄姊妹，为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters,
因为神要这样带领他们，他们觉得，这个，他们不愿意。
Because God wanted to lead them in this way, but they weren't willing.
所以一个人呢，如果能顺服神。
So if a man can obey God,
他就能顺服主在所带领这个环境。
He can obey God and be submissive in the circumstances.
啊，我永远不会忘记啊。
I will never forget.
在1978年我刚到西雅图的时候。
In 1978, when I first arrived at Seattle.
那个时候工作上非常的艰苦。
At that time, my ministry encountered great difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在那个时候呢。我个人也是忍受经历很大的一个熬炼。
In those days that I personally endured such great,
2年多的时间。
Suffering for 2 years.
那个整个聚会呢，没有一点点的变动啊。
There was no change at all.
人很少，一二十个人。
There were just tens or twenty.
聚了一两年。
And we met this way for 2 years.
哎呀，聚到一个地步啊，我的心里面有点忍受不住。
We continue to meet it to such an extent that I myself couldn't stand it.
但是感谢神，当我回到神的跟前，
I return to God.
弟兄姊妹们，因为神的爱，
Brothers and sisters, because God's love.
主帮助我能够完全服下来。
The Lord helped me to be completely submissive.
结果当我整个愿意顺服神的这个带领的时候，
When I am willing to totally obey to God's leading.
哎。那个整个工作啊，就开始有了一个新的转机，就来到了。
The whole ministry of my work has come to a turning point.
我才晓得，我在一路上跟随主啊，主都是让我在这里学顺服的功课。
Then I realized, all this time the Lord, as I followed Him, wanted me to learn this lesson of obedience.
所以后来我在主面前有一个祷告。
And then later on, I had this prayer before.
我说主啊，我这一生呢，我也不盼望说为你做什么大功。
I said to Him, Lord, I'm not hoping to do any tremendous work for you.
我也不羡慕说的要有外面多少的这种成就。
Now, neither do I envy with all this outward achievement.
如果我这一生我能顺服你，我就心满意足了。
I'll be totally satisfied if in my life I will be completely
submissive. 我知道我顺服你是多么的不容易。
Because I know it's so hard for me to obey you.
主啊，求你帮助我，让我能顺服你。
Oh Lord, help me to yield to you.
主也听我这个祷告啊。
And the Lord,
所以主就兴起很多的环境啊，叫我一个一个的学。
So the Lord raised up so many situations that I have to learn the lesson.
很奇妙，每一次当我能够服得下来的时候，
But amazingly, every time when I'm willing to yield myself,
总是带下一些美好的一种结果。
It always brings about wonderful results.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当我们把我们的意思压下来的时候呢，
When we yield our thought,
神的意思被显明。
When God's will is being manifested.
那一定是蛮有祝福的。
It definitely would bring about.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要做一个顺命的人。
So brothers and sisters, let's become obedient people.
啊，一个顺服神的人。
He who obeys God.
才能让神的旨意得到实现。
Will enable God to fulfill His purpose.
所以我们这些年，我们听见关于神永远旨意的事。
Now all these years we have heard about God's eternal purpose.
我们也知道神在这个宇宙中间，神有一个很大的作为。
We know that God has this tremendous work in the whole universe.
但是，有谁能够让这个旨意在地上得到实现呢？
Who can make this will be fulfilled?
乃是那些顺服神的人。
Only through those who obey God.
啊。所以主教导门徒祷告的时候，
所以
说愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He says that your will be done in heaven as it is on earth.
神如果不能得罪一般顺服的百姓，
If God cannot obtain all these,
他的旨意如何能够实行在我们中间？
How can His will be fulfilled in our midst?
所以我们说这个顺服也是一个非常基本的一个在主面前的重要的学习。
So we say this matter of obedience is the very fundamental lesson we have to master.
圣经也有这样的话告诉我们。
The Bible also has the saying.
神赐圣灵给这些顺服的人是没有限量的。
The power that God gives to those who obey the Holy Spirit is by no measure beyond measure.
因为主耶稣基督是一个最顺服神的人。
Because the Lord Jesus is the most obedient person.
所以神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
So the Holy Spirit that God gave him is simply beyond measure.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们都盼望被神的灵充满，对吧？
Well, brothers and sisters, don't we all hope to be filled by God's Spirit?
其实很简单。
But actually, it's quite simple.
你愿意顺服。
As long as you're willing to obey.
神的灵就能满意在你身上。
God's Spirit will overflow from you.
所以我们看见顺服的生活带进何等样的一种的祝福。
What kind of blessing of an obedient life would bring out?
在教会的生活里面
In church's life,
神要我们顺服在上掌权的
God wants us to yield to those in authority.
假使你不能顺服神，你怎么能顺服在上掌权的呢？
If you cannot obey God, how can you obey those in authority?
我常常很受感动的就是很多从苦难中间出来的人
I'm so touched often that all those people who come out from great affliction.
他们对那些逼迫他们的人呢，他们没有任何的怨言。
They have no complaints to those who persecuted them.
因为他们觉得是神安排这样的。
Because they knew that it is through God's appointment.
他们因为能顺服神。
Because they obey God.
他就能顺服那些地上掌权的。
So they could obey those in authority.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，如果我们能学习顺服我们的神
，Today we can learn to obey our God.
我们在这个社会中生活，我们顺服在上掌权也没问题。
It shouldn't be a problem for us to obey those in authority in the society.
那么在教会生活里面
，In the church life,
主也教导我们年幼的要顺服年长的。
The Lord also teaches that the young should obey the old.
弟兄姊妹，如果你能顺服神。
Brothers and sisters, if you can obey God,
那么你顺服年长的也没问题。
It shouldn't be a problem for you to obey the elders.
如果我们不能顺服神
，If you cannot obey God,
有时候叫我们顺服年长的也不太容易。
Sometimes it's very hard for us to obey the elderly.
圣经也教导我们要学习彼此顺服。
So the Bible teaches us to be submissive to one another.
弟兄姊妹，如果你能顺服神
，Brothers and sisters, if you can obey God,
你彼此顺服也没有问题。
It shouldn't be a problem to be submissive to each other.
我在教会里面有的时候呢，这个有些比我年幼的人呢
，In my church, sometimes those people younger than I,
有的时候他对我他也是命令我指挥我的。
Sometimes they even give me commands to order me to do things.
所以有的时候呢，心里不舒服啊。
Sometimes I was quite displeased in my heart.
但是我们想，圣经里面讲到彼此顺服啊。
But I think of what the Bible says to be submissive to one another.
弟兄姊妹，当我能服在神的跟前的时候
，Sister, when I yield myself to God,
我对这些年轻的人这样做法，我也能服得下来。
So I'm able to yield myself to all the doings of the young people.
结果这样就没有难处。
Then there are no problems.
所以教会。所有神的儿女们如果都伏在神的权底下
In the church, if all God's children are willing to yield themselves before God's authority,
那不仅是带来一种的和谐
they would not only bring in harmony,
并且我们能看见神的荣耀彰显在这里
we could also see the manifestation of God's glory.
我们能看见什么 也能看见神的祝福
we could also see God's blessing.
也能让神的旨意得到亨通
And also, God's will be carried out without hindrance.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒
A Christian,
我们不仅需要有信心
Not only should have faith,
我们需要有信心的行动要学习顺服
But also, we need to have the acts of faith to obey.
当我们真正能够服在神大能的手下
When we can really yield ourselves to the mighty hand of God,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你就能从主领受你从来不晓得的那个恩典和祝福
Now you're able to receive the grace and blessing you have never known from him.
并且能使主的心得着喜悦和满足
And you would make our Lord's heart joyful and be satisfied.
我们晓得今天这个整个宇宙 整个世界人就处在一个悖逆的光景
中。We know in today's whole universe, the whole world, men simply live in the conditions of rebellion.
啊，世人是不顺服神的。
The whole world simply does not obey.
整个世界是悖逆的。
This whole world simply is rebellion.
神希望他的儿女，希望教会能够服在主的权下。
But God wants His children, His church, to yield to His authority.
因为神有他荣耀的旨意要成就。
Because God has His glorious purpose to be fulfilled.
所以愿我们能够常常对主说。
May we all say to the Lord,
主啊，愿一切的事都照着你的意思，不要照着我的意思。
May everything be done according to Your will, not by according to our will.
那我们就能如同主一样在地上呢。能够把荣耀归给神。
Then we will be just like our Lord. While we're on earth, we can give all the glory to God.
所以，这些都是今天在我们属灵生活中间非常基要的一些的经历啊。
Now all these are the very fundamental experiences in our spiritual life.
愿主施恩给我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Would you please bow your head? Let's have a prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
因为你道成肉身来到地上。
Because you became flesh, you came to the world.
因着你的顺服。
Because of your obedience.
成全了这个救恩。
You have accomplished the salvation.
让这个悖逆的世界。
So that rebellious world.
有了一个大的转机。
Has this great turning point.
也使我们这些相信你的人。
So that all of us who believe in you.
因着你的顺服而被称义。
We are justified simply because of your obedience.
因为你顺服父亲。
Because you obey the Father.
所以让父的旨意得以在你身上得着实现。
So that the Father's will is done in you.
我们求你帮助我们。
We pray that you would help us.
主，你知道我们是一个悖逆的人。
Oh Lord, you know we are rebellious.
我们的天性是悖逆的。
Our nature is rebellious.
我们也是生活在这个悖逆的环境里
面。We also live in this rebellious circumstance.
我们有许多时候要顺服是何等的不容易。
Oh, so many times it's so hard for us to be submissive.
我们为着过去许多年日在许多事情上我们的悖逆，求你赦免我们。
For our rebellion in all many things throughout all past years, oh, we ask for your forgiveness.
但愿在不多的日子当中。
Oh, if only in the
我们能学习顺服你。
We learn to be obedient.
让你自己的旨意能够在我们身上得着亨通的路。
So that your will be done in us, your will has this prosperous way.
也使我们脱离那些因悖逆而带来的。那种痛苦的生活。
Oh, deliver us from all the painful life from disobedience.
叫我们能因顺服。
So that because of the
能胜过许多的难处。
Can overcome all the problems.
因顺服。
Because of obedience.
能进入你的祝福。
Can come into your blessing.
主，我们求你对我们的心说话。
Oh Lord, speak to our hearts.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们知道你的选召是没有后悔的。
We know that your election is irrevocable.
并且你愿意做工在我们的身上。
Because you're willing to work in us.
主啊，愿你的教会。
May your church
能够全然服在你的主权底下，特别在这个末了的时代，愿你的旨意在我们中间得着亨通的路。主啊，垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿门，阿门。